Sister Lucy didn't want to stop singing. She was singing because she's happy. The choir is singing because they're happy. So good to know that the God of the universe is watching over me, my Lord. I'd like for you to turn your attention again, if you would, to that 116th Psalm. I'll be reading just a portion of it. The word says, I love the Lord because he hath heard my voice and my supplication, because he hath inclined his ear unto me. Therefore will I call upon him as long as I live. The sorrows of death compassed me, and pains of hell get hold upon me. I found trouble and sorrow. But then called I upon the name of the Lord. O Lord, I beseech thee, deliver my soul. Gracious is the Lord and righteous. Yea, our God is merciful. The Lord preserveth the simple. I was brought low, and he helped me. Return unto thy rest, O my soul, for the Lord hath dealt bountifully with thee. For thou hast delivered my soul from death, mine eyes from tears, and my feet from falling. I will walk before the Lord in the land of the living. I believe, therefore I have spoken. I was greatly afflicted. I said in my haste, all men are liars. What shall I render unto the Lord for all his benefits unto me? Let me read that again. What shall I render unto the Lord for all his benefits unto me? I want to speak with you a little while this morning. God desires you to be an instrument of his blessings. You know, over the past month and a half or so, it seems that all of our messages have been centered around relationships. You go back and you think about all the messages, and they've been talking about our relationship, primarily our relationship with God. And we realize that we could not have this relationship with God, sinful creatures that we were, sinful creatures that we are, except that Jesus Christ died on a cross so that we, when God looked upon us, he would not see our sin, but see our sainted, washed, blood-washed bodies. Somehow we're able to have a relationship with God because Jesus Christ died so that those sins that we were so deep in, those sins that we just continued to commit, those things that were so far from the will of God, we were so wrapped up in them that there was no way that we could have a relationship with God who would not look upon sin. And so Jesus Christ died on a cross. We're so glad about it. He made possible this relationship that we have with God. I have a relationship with the God of the universe. I have a relationship. I can talk with him, and he listens to me, and he answers me. Something special about having that relationship with God. And, you know, as we look at it, we see all that God continues to do for us. This psalmist wrote, I'm not sure who wrote this psalm, but this psalmist wrote that he called on the Lord. And even though he was just a sinner, he knew that. He said he heard his voice. He listened to him. I'm so glad, he said, that the Lord listened to me. He listened to me, and he knew what I was going through, but he listened to me. He didn't say, yeah, I already know that. He listened to me, and he changed my situation. He brought me through so many things. He goes through this, and over again, he looks at things that he could not have done, he could not have made it, except God loved him so much that he brought him through those situations. You know, I've said often that you go through the Psalms, you see so many situations that people went through, and God brought them out. And somehow they felt like they had to testify about it. They wrote it down so that when they were in services, they could read these Psalms and say, yeah, that's what God did for me as well. God brought me out, brought me through. God lifted me up. I was down, and God made a way out of no way. Somehow it seemed like there's so many things that this psalmist had done and so many things that other psalmists and so many things that we here in the choir and we out in the congregation can say the Lord has done for us. We've got reasons to say, thank you, Lord. We've got reasons to praise the Lord. This psalmist says, what shall I render unto the Lord for all his benefits? What shall I do? And I suppose right off he thought, well, I'm going to praise him. He says that I'm going to praise him. I'm going to lift up his name wherever I go. Not just here in the Lord's house. I'm going to out in the streets of Jerusalem and wherever I am, I'm going to let people know my God is God. I'm going to praise him. Certainly God wants us to praise him because that shows that we did recognize where the blessings came from. We recognize that for me, there's no such thing as luck. It's all blessings from the Lord. I've had a lucky day in my life. I've been blessed over and over and over again. I recognize the blessings from the Lord. I recognize the blessings. Don't need any lucky coin. Don't need anything special to wear. Don't need any handkerchiefs. All I need to know is I got a God I can call on and he'll bring me through. I got a God who is able to make a way out of no way. I'm just so glad that I know that. Don't believe in luck. Don't need luck. I've got the God of the universe. And the psalmist was feeling that. He thought, God's done so much for me. He looked back at my life and look how he's brought me through and over again. What shall I render? What can I possibly do for the Lord? Certainly we realize that there's no way we can repay him for all that he's done. So that's not what the psalmist is looking at. We could not be saved except by the blood of Jesus Christ. It's not because we do so many good things. It's not because we walk so righteously. He did for me. I didn't know there was a way out, but he made a way out. I have a God who loves me, a God, the powerful God of the universe. This psalmist was thinking, here's the God of the universe that he heard my prayer. I can say, this powerful God of the universe, here's my prayer. What shall I render? I'm going to let folks know that he's real. Jesus let the disciples know. They were coming down from out of the upper room after the Last Supper, and as they walked, I think they saw a place there where there was a garden, and he saw the vines, and somehow he saw that there was some fruit there, or some had fruit, some didn't. Well, somehow Jesus related that to what he wanted us to do. What shall I render? I'm going to make the world know who Jesus is. I'm going to let the world know that there's salvation available to them. Somehow you got to realize that those who we branches, we can't do much ourselves except that we're connected to the vine. You see, Jesus is the vine. And if we can give somebody some of that blessing that Jesus has given to us, what shall I render? I'm going to reach out and let the world know how real Jesus is because of what he's done for me. I'm going to go into the scriptures and I'm going to read and tell them about what I've read there, but I'm going to go further than the scriptures because, you see, I want to give them my personal testimony. And I suppose that's what I want to talk with you about today. What can you do with the blessings that God has given to you? God blessed you to be a blessing. God saved you to let somebody know there's salvation for them as well. God blessed you with all the blessings that you have so that you can touch somebody else. Don't be holding on to it like I got to hold on to God. And I can't tell you he's been good to me, but I can't talk about it because somehow people think I'm bragging. Well, go ahead and brag about it. Go ahead and tell people that the God of the universe knew where you were. He recognized how far down you were. He recognized what you were going through. He realized that you weren't able to make it all by yourself. The God of the universe we're talking about. If he touched your life and changed your life and brought you through and brought you out, you ought to tell somebody. That's what the Lord wants you to do. Your blessing, that thing that he did for you, that blessing that he provided for you, that change that he made in your life, God wants you to tell somebody so that they'll realize that that God who you've been serving, that God who's been listening to your prayers has touched your life and changed it. God wants you to be a blessing. He blessed you to be a blessing. He gave you so that you'd be able to give that testimony to somebody else. He touched you so you could touch somebody's heart and somebody's mind with the realization that this thing is real. It's all real. God is real. He listens. He's powerful. He's loving. He's real. You can testify to that. What shall I render to the Lord for all his benefits? I'm going to make somebody know that he's real in my life and let them know that he'll be real in their life if they'll just accept him and recognize him as their God. What shall I render? I'm going to let somebody know. God wants you to be a blessing. That's why he gave you that blessing. He wants you to touch somebody's life. That's why he's touched your life in the way that he has. He's touched you. He's made a difference in your life. There's somebody who needs to hear your testimony. I believe I could turn around and do this. I don't know who I pointed to, but I bet they got a testimony. And I bet if they got up and told you, you would think they were almost bragging because God's been that good to them. I think everybody here has that testimony. God has blessed us, each one of us, everybody here, with a testimony. God has touched everybody's life that's in this place. Everybody who's here has got something that they could tell somebody about how real God is to them. Relationships. I got a relationship with the God of the universe. And it shouldn't be a one-sided relationship where he just continues to do things for me. I believe God wants me to do something for him. He wants me to let somebody know that he's just waiting to get in touch with them, to establish a relationship similar to the one that I've got with him. God wants those relationships, and we need to reach out and touch and make people recognize how loving, how real, how powerful, how life-changing. Oh, a long list of words I can say about our God. I love him. And I know he loves me. I've been where I needed him, and I found that he was right there. I've had situations when I didn't think I could make it. I made it with God's help, where God brought me through. Everybody in here. I'm not saying that you need to be a preacher. I've said this before. I'm not looking for you to go, and God's not looking for you to go out and preach to somebody. But you can sure get them in a conversation. Get them in a conversation about what you know about that God, what you know about the powerful God of the universe, what you know about what he's done in your life, what you know about how he's brought other folks through, and you've heard their testimonies as well. I'm not saying that all I know about the Lord is what he's done for me. I've been through some situations where I've seen some people going through things and watch God bring them out. Over and over again, I've had some friends. I had one friend, and he went to the doctor, and over at Howard County Hospital, and they told him that he had 3 months, and they will pull all his teeth out because during this 3 months, it's going to get worse and worse, and it's better to take the teeth out then than to wait till it was totally pain. Well, it turns out that we prayed with him. He went to, and I have to say, Johns Hopkins had a lot to do with this because they pushed the envelope. But the cancer was no longer a problem. He lived for many years. As a matter of fact, just a few years ago, I got to baptize him because he knew the Lord was real. But I've just witnessed so many things that the Lord has done, and you have too. You have too. And somebody needs to hear your testimony. What shall I render to the Lord for all his benefits? I just need to tell somebody about it. I just need to let somebody know that God is real. He's real in my life, and he'll be real in their life if they'll reach out and embrace that relationship. God's real. God's real. God is real. God is real. God is real. Pastor keeps on saying, I believe there's somebody here, please. If you believe he's real, let me get you stand up and wave your hand in the air and say, I'm a living testimony that God is real. God has touched my life. God has changed my situation. God has brought me through. God has brought me out. You're doing now just what God wanted you to do. Let the world know your testimony. Let somebody know God is real in your life. He's able. I'm so glad he's able to bring you through and to bring you out. You're just that branch. But that what's real is Jesus is you're on that, touching that vine. We need to be his disciples. We need to be those who are going to spread the word. We need to be ones who are going to let people know how real God is. My Lord, my Lord. God wants you to be an instrument of his blessings, an instrument of his love. The love that he's shown you, the blessings he's put into your life, God wants you to spread the word. God's real, and he's able, and he loves all of us. All we need to do is accept him as our friend, my Lord. Let us talk to God, our Father and our loving God. We're about to open the doors of the church, but before we do, Father, I just felt like I wanted to say to you, Father, all of us here have testimonies, and we're thankful for what you brought us through. And somehow, Father, I'm asking that you make us bold enough not to just say so here in church where we're among believers, but go to those who don't quite believe yet, those who don't know yet like all of us do. Father, make us bold enough to tell somebody that they need Jesus Christ. Bold enough to let them know that God has been blessing, 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 and blessing. Thank you, Father. Well, Father, we need to be bold enough to do your blessed will, which is to tell the world, that dying world, that they can live if they'll just embrace the relationship with the God of the universe. Thank you for your love. Oh, thank you for Jesus. In his precious name, in his healing name, in his saving name. Amen. My Lord. You know, there may be somebody here who has not yet said yes to the Lord. And that's not because they haven't seen and heard some testimony, but somehow they were looking for the right time. And the right time might have been a day when it was a special occasion, when a lot of folks came forward. Or the right time may have been a time when somehow their best friend was there. Or maybe the right time would have been a time when those people who knew him weren't around, because they would talk about him and point at him. I don't know what your reason might have been for putting it off. It might have been that you didn't feel that you were righteous enough yet, not righteous enough to put yourself into God's hands. But I'm here to let you know Jesus is ready to mold you and to make you into what God would have you to be. But those habits you've been saying you're going to give up over and over again, he can help you to step away from them. That crowd that somehow seems to be a lot of folks you enjoy being around, even though you know they're going in the wrong direction, you can't quite step away. Well, Jesus can take your hand and walk you away from even that crowd. You need to put yourself in his hands. You need to decide that if this is the day, this is going to be a special day. Not a big crowd today. Not sure where all the crowd is, but not a big crowd. If you wanted to join on a big crowd day, this wouldn't be the right day. But then the crowd has nothing to do with your relationship with God. The crowd has nothing to do. You see, we're not putting it up to a vote as to whether you can come into the church or whether you can be on the Lord's side. So you don't need a big crowd to vote on it. We don't have to have a quarrel. All you have to do is say yes to the Lord. He's the only vote. Is there someone who wants to say yes? Or maybe you've already said yes and you've been fellowshipping at another church where you made some commitments of all the beautiful things you were going to do for the Lord, but somehow you're not there now and you're not able to fulfill the commitments that you made because you're not there. But if you feel good or you feel comfortable, you feel at home here in this household of faith, why don't you come on and become a part of the First Mount Olive Baptist Church family? Is there someone who wants to say yes? My Lord. God bless you all. My Lord.